They've already reviewed the documents. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what the Justice Department says ahead of a Thursday hearing before a judge considering appointing a special master like former President Trump wants to review the classified material the FBI seized from his Florida home.
The Justice Department filed a motion and announced a team already and independently reviewed the evidence from Mar-a-Lago and found a limited set of materials that potentially contain attorney-client privileged information.
That's Fox's David Spunt, an FBI agent who was not involved in that search, is out of a job, retiring amid whistleblower allegations of political bias related to President Biden's son, Hunter.
Top FBI agent Timothy Tebow was escorted out of the Washington field office on Friday, calling it a career just a month after more accusations of political bias in the handling of the Hunter Biden probe. Tebow was also accused of slow walking the investigation back in 2020.
That's Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Ukraine is counterattacking Russia in areas Russian forces took control of during the invasion. While deadly fighting rages in Iraq's capital Baghdad, security forces battling supporters of influential cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who announced his retirement amid months of political uncertainty, at least 30 people have been killed. Flooding has caused a different water problem in Mississippi's capital Jackson. The water treatment facilities damaged, so there's low pressure, making it tough to flush toilets, take showers. And they're told don't drink the water. Governor Tate Reeves declared an emergency, saying they'll start providing drinking water for up to 180,000 people.
We have the best possible expert leadership and manpower, but it will still not be easy.
Serena Williams will keep playing tennis a little longer. She won her first round match last night at the U.S. Open, which may be Williams' swan song as she hints at retirement.
Yeah, I've been pretty vague about it, right? Yeah. I'm going to stay vague because you never know.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
No matter what a judge orders, a special master or not, to review documents the FBI seized from former President Trump's Florida home, the material will get even more scrutiny.
The director of national intelligence told congressional leaders she will lead an agency review assessing potential risk posed by classified documents kept at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home.
It is part of an ongoing criminal investigation, and we just aren't going to comment on that at this time.
But White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden has not been briefed on the review. The FBI says documents handed over to the National Archives earlier this year from Mar-a-Lago were marked with confidential, secret, and top secret markings. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A 12-year-old boy is being detained in Oakland, California after a shooting at a school yesterday. He's the suspected gunman, the victim, a 13-year-old wounded and now in stable condition. We're learning more about Sunday night's shooting at a grocery store in Oregon.
Two victims were killed at a Safeway store in Bend, Oregon, before the shooter took his own life. Police are praising a store employee who lost his life as a hero. Spokeswoman Sheila Miller said Donald Lee Surratt acted to protect customers.
Surratt engaged with the shooter, attempted to disarm him, and may very well have prevented further deaths.
Police say their investigation of the shooter, identified as Ethan Blair Miller, revealed a potential plan to attack a high school. Police continue to delve into Miller's background to find a specific motive. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
We're saving more gas money. The price has now dropped every day for 11 straight weeks since June's $5 a gallon record. AAA's national average for regulars now $3.84, but diesel continues to go back up, rising another penny today. On Wall Street, stocks could rebound from recent selling. Dow futures up more than 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.